Indian of Sfiras HaYima, what lies behind it, what is it about, what we're counting. In the tefillahs of Torah, we always ask Avo Rabba Avtonu, Chamna Gedoyle V'Serach HaMalta Aleinu. Before we start asking for Torah, we always talk about Avo Rabba Avtonu. Avos Olam Avtonu, Shem Chayenu. Before we ask for Bakosha of Torah, there's always something about the Ava of the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. More than that, in the Tefillah of Avo Rabba, Chemlo Gedoyle V'Serach HaMalta Aleinu. Ribbono Shel Olam had such rachmonis, such ava. Same b'libeinu. The way the Chachamim put down the tefillah, the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyah, when we're sacking the tefillah, as a hakdoma to Torah, we always spoke about the ava between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we always speak about not only the Ava between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, we always talk about that the Chemlo Gedoyle V'Serach HaMalta Aleinu. Like Kilu, the Torah Matona, Ato Chonin L'Odom Das, Chonin Me'itcho Deo Bina V'Haskel, Chonin Me'itcho, it's Pshat. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for Matnas Chinam of giving us Seichel to understand Torah. It's all around the inyan of Ava between Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Shaila is, Torah is an intellectual study. It's a chokhmah. It's not a chokhmah like we learn in university, but it's a chokhmah that we get, through the chokhmah we get connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And here lies the secret, the difference between studying in a yeshiva, learning in a yeshiva, and learning chokhmahs, other chokhmahs. The emes is, there's a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos says, "Ein lecha godol b'maisim tovim yesim Moshe Rabbeinu." There's nobody bigger in maisim tovim than Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was mekabel the Torah. And every time the Ribbono Shel Olam was masbeh in the Torah, he forgot, until the Medrash tells us at the end of 40 days, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to him b'matono. That means Torah be'etzem, in the real sense, is hard to understand. To connect with Torah on a human scale, we're not going to get it. It's a matana. When we have a havroka, when we have this, suddenly we understand pshat is a matana min hashamayim. Has nothing to do with how smart or not how smart you are. It's got to do with a matonim in our shemaim. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a matonim in our shemaim that we can be zeicha to Torah. In Torah, there lies something one nekuda, which is something which I want you to understand. And there's a Muridiki soid that lies behind it. There's a Medrash. V'yikhu li truma. says Ribbono shel Olam. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mochati lechem Torosi. I gave you my Torah. I sold you my Torah. Kaviyochol nimkarti imo. I sold myself with it. Shenema v'yikhu li truma. The Medrash says, a person gives a moshel of a person who buys a chayfetz. You buy a car from somebody. You don't buy the driver with him, with the car. You buy the car, and the guy that sold it to you walks away. By the Ribbono shel Olam, the Metzius is when he gave you the Torah, he gave himself with it. What is Pshat in that? What's Pshat? The Ribbono shel Olam gave himself with it. The Ribbono shel Olam wanted Klal Yisrael, wanted for Klal Yisrael the best that he could give, the best that he that Klal Yisrael could get, the biggest hanor, the biggest toiv that shayach is Torah. Yisrael v'araisa kutcha b'richu chadhu, Klal Yisrael, Torah, and Ribbono shel Olam is all one. The Ribbono shel Olam wanted to get connected to us, and he connected us through learning Torah, through his chokhmah. We become more godly people. Through working and understanding what the Ribbono shel Olam's rotzen is, we become dovuk with the Ribbono shel Olam. It goes even further. In Vaharevna, when we ask for Birchas HaTorah, we say Birchas HaTorah every morning. So, Pashtus, you would say that the kasha would be Kulonu Yedi Shemech, Ulaim De Serasach Lishma. Make it sweet, Vaharevna, make Torah sweet, in order that we should be able to learn Torah Lishma. Why does the Chazal throw in Kulonu Yod Ei Shemecho? What does Yod Ei Shemecho mean? Knowing your name. What has that got to do with Torah? What does Yod Ei Shemecho have to do with Torah? Here lies a nekuda which you have to understand. It might be a nekuda, a yisoid, that might be hard to comprehend at this point, but that's the metzius. Yodei Shemecho means understanding who the Ribbono shel Olam is. Understanding the Ribbono shel Olam means that we understand that Ein Oid Milvadoi. He's the only one that controls the Bria. He's Hoya Hoiva V'yeh, he was, he will be. He is. And whatever you see in the Ribbono shel Olam in the world is all Rotzon Hashem. But when I say Rotzon Hashem, I mean Psha is Sha'ani Mamin Be'amuna Shleima Sha'aboy Yizboch Shmoy Hu Boire U'manig. He created and controls and he's manig the world. And there's nothing else in the world except for him. Nothing else exists except for Rotzon Hashem. The more we'll understand that we came down to this world to be Megala, to reveal Rotzon Hashem, the more we'll understand what the Ribbono shel Olam wants from us, the more we will get closer to the Ribbono shel Olam. Sometimes we go through life and every so often we get a message He's running the world. He's running the world. But we don't internalize it. We don't live it day in, day out. We still believe that our hishtadlus, what we will take care of, we will do, that's what's going to happen. We don't really live the Einoid Milvadoi. And Einoid Milvadoi goes even further. Einoid Milvadoi means that nothing in this world has a chashivus except Rotzon Hashem. And when I say nothing else in this world has a chashivus, a lot of us go through life living double identity. Double identity means that we have other interests, other things that turn us on, other things that make us happy, other things that make that we're machshiv, which is a stira to Einoid Milvadoi. And we don't even realize that we can go through a whole lifetime of 70, 80 years and we never lived with the true emunah of Ani Mamin Bamunah Shalem Shabbay Yisbarach Shabbay Hu Boiru Umanig L'chol Abruim V'hu Levadoi Osa V'Ose V'Yase L'chol Amasim. He's the only one, he himself does and he does everything. There was once, going back 2,000, 3,000 years ago, a Musag of Avodah Zarah. And we look at it today and we say, it doesn't make sense. And if I tell you today that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was bigger than Arayus, you won't understand it. But there was such a metzius of an of Klal Yisrael serving Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer Hara of bowing down to stones and to idols, Chachom took away. But Avodah Zarah, in a different form, stayed. But Avodah Zarah of money, the Avodah Zarah of houses, the Avodah Zarah of Lexuses, this Avodah Zarah of sports, is all part of an Avodah Zarah which tells us, which is a stira to Einoid Milvadoi. It's not Rotzon Hashem. It's not what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted. Einoid Milvadoi doesn't mean that I believe that there's no other koyach except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Einoid Milvadoi means understanding what Rotzon Hashem is. And anything that's a stira, that's a contradiction to what Rotzon Hashem is, it's an Avodah Zarah. It's a service which is foreign to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Rotzon. You might not be chayev misa on it because I run after money. You might not be chayev misa because I'm willing to give up hours of learning to make ishtadlus just to make the extra dollar. You might not be chayev misa for putting your whole head into building some whopping house. But is it Avodah Zarah? 100%. Is it a stira to Rotzon Hashem? 100%. Yodei Shemecha is a hakdoma to learn this Arasach Lishma. Because Torah is the gilui, is the revelation of what the Ribbono Shel Olam's Rotzon is. And in order to understand Torah, and in order to be zoicha, to be mekabel lematono called Torah, as much as I'm ready to be a Yodei Shemecha, That's how much loim deserah sechel lishma al bi. And it goes hand in hand. That is Torah. And that is Rotzon Hashem. Rotzon Hashem is shown through Torah. That is the gilui of what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted. And the more I'm connected to Torah, the more I understand what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. That's called Das Torah. When you go into a tzaddik and ask him for a bracha, you want an etzah from a godel, you're going for Das Torah. What does Das Torah mean? Das Torah means that he is the person that's a godly person. He's kuloi Torah. He lives in a world of Einod Milvadoi. The less shaykh is he has to Gashmius, the more he shaykh to Einod Milvadoi. The more he shaykh to the Rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the understanding of Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam gave it Mamatnas Chinam. The same as he gave Moshe Rabbeinu, Mamatona. He gives everybody in Klal Yisrael a Matona called Torah, depending on how much you're ready to give for it. But Ava Rabba Aftonu, or Ava's Olam Aftonu, is Pshat the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ava to Klal Yisrael was to give them a Matona called Torah, and understanding who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, and the more you're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more you'll have the hanor of being dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam understood that the biggest hanor he can give to Klal Yisrael and to each person individual is the more connected he is to me, the better it'll be for him. The more he'll enjoy Olam Hazeh, the more he'll enjoy Olam Habo. Now, getting a matana goes two ways. There's a gewaldige moshe from Shimshon Pinkus. He says, a father meets a kid. And the kid runs over to the father and hugs him and kisses him. So the father gets so emotional that he goes out and buys a present for the kid. Is the present the worth of the kiss? No. Present could be a massive present. It's not the same, it's not the worth of what he just got, a kiss. What happened over here? What happened was that the kiss brought out a certain emotional, certain avo. It awakened the avo of a father to a son. And the father's ava, natural ava, went out of his way and bought him a big present. But who woke it up? The son. Did he do something as much as he got the present? No. But what he did do was, he awakened the ava that's naturally there between father and son. The musug of love doesn't go one way. It's a two-way street. It only works when it goes two ways. Ava, love, works both ways. Otherwise, it's not called Ava. Ava means where two people come together and each one gives the other one Ava. Kamayin ponim ponim, kach leva odom. Just like, so is leva odom. The same thing applies with Torah. Torah, Imblei brisi yemi velayla, chukis shemayim vos leisamti. The Ribbono Shel Olam made a bris, a covenant with Klal Yisrael. I'm going to give you a meridika present. I'm going to give you something that no other nation was zeicha. A connection with me that will be toiv ba'olam hazeh and toiv ba'olam haba. You'll have a menuchas hanefesh that everybody's dying for. That tranquility of living in this world, that menucha that everybody dies for. If you ask anybody on the street, what's he dying for? To chill. Menucha. That's the biggest want of everybody. Where's the biggest advertisement today? In vacations. Because everybody wants menucha. Says Rabbi Yishan, I'll give you menucha. A menucha which is much higher than the human menucha. A menucha of being connected with me. That's the highest menucha, the highest present that I could give you. But it's a two-way way. It's two-way traffic. There's a kesha. I gave Klal Yisrael Torah. We came to Har Sinai, we got Torah. How much Torah you're going to get each person individual is how much he still zachtzu, how much he turns to this bris. How much does he awaken the love by the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much does he kiss the father that has a tremendous avo to Klal Yisrael, that's willing to give? That's the shaila. And the fees there, that's how much Torah you're going to get. As to say, that how much I will still sue to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how much I'll be ma'arich, I'll appreciate, how much I will value what my father has to give, how much I will hug him, kaviyochol, that's how much Torah and Siyata Dishmaya I will get. Because it's a two-way traffic. He's ready to give. He has it to give. He wants to give. And he has a covenant with us, a bris. As far as Klal Yisrael goes in the big picture. Be each one individual, how much he gets, it all depends on how much. How big is that hug you're willing to hug? How much is your Einoid Mulvadoi that you're willing to give up? On your Olam Hazeh, you're willing to give up on your own Ratzonius, on your own wants, on your own Yetzaharas. How much are you willing to grab hold and hug the Derech of our Ribbono Shel Olam? How much do I understand Yod Ei Shemecha? How much do I understand who the Ribbono Shel Olam is? That's how much Torah I will get. So it depends on how important it is to us. There's a Muridik Rabbeinu Yehuna. Rabbeinu Yehuna says, Ezeo Chochom Haloimid Mikol Odom. Says Rabbeinu Yehuna, what's that Ezeo Chochom Haloimid Mikol Odom? If he's a Chochom, so what does he have to learn for? And if he's not a Chochom, so why are you calling him a Chochom? Mimonavshach. If he doesn't know anything, then why is he a chochm? So where was the first chochmah that he had? Or if he is a chochm, so what does he have to learn from everybody else for? So Rabbeinu Yehuna says a meridiki yisoid. Chochmah is not about how much I know, how intelligent I am. Chochmah is about how much I want to know. How much do I appreciate it that I want to know more? It's not about what I know. Says the Murid Koloshin. Ach, ho'oyev oise umis'avela, somebody who loves chochma and has a taiva for it, af al pishene yideh klum, even though he knows nothing, Why? Why is he called a chochem? Shall call upon him yasig el chochma, acha shechefte retzayne boy. He'll get there, because his whole want and his whole focus is on chochma. He'll make it. Is ezel chochem? Who's the chochem? Aloimid mikol adam. He has a rotzen to learn from everybody. He'll be the chochem. Why? Because he appreciates chochma. Chochma doesn't mean somebody who knows the intellectual understanding. Chochem means somebody who has a rotzen and has a harocha, an appreciation and a value for chochma. He'll be matzliach. In Torah, it's not about the chacham. It's not about who's intellectually smart. In Torah, it depends how much do we value Torah that we'll be able to get it. How much do we value the Rotzon Hashem? How much do we value that to understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us? And the fee there, that's how much Torah we will get. Dover Yadu Boros, says the Loshna Rambam. This is for sure known. She'ein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, Niksheres Belibei Shel Adam, is tied to kosher, to the heart of a man, Ad She'yishgeh Bo Tomid Keroy, until he'll work on it day in, day out. V'yazoiv, this is the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, and he'll leave Kol Ma She'Ba'olam Chutz Mimenu. He'll leave everything else out. Chutz from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's focused on one thing. What is Rotzon Hashem? And as much as he has a harocha, he values what Rotzon Hashem is, that's how much Torah he'll be zeicha. Because however big the kiss or the hug to the Ribbono Shel Olam will be, that's how big the present will be from the father to the child. The Gemara says, Kachi darko shel Torah, pasma melech toichal. The derech of Torah is pasma melech toichal. All you need is a piece of bread and salt. Maim yam shura tishte, bala oros tishon, sleep on the floor. B'chaye b'chayecha tichye. You'll have an afflicted life. Ashrecho v'toivloch, it'll be good for you. Now when the regular person reads this Mishnah, I'm ready to give up all that for Torah. I don't know if I'm holding there yet. And the answer is, it's not true. Kachi darko shel Torah, sha is, to be mzeicha to Torah, I've got to be so focused that I could live that way. Doesn't mean I'm going to live that way. Doesn't mean somebody's going to sit and learn has to live that way. But I could live that way, and even if I did live that way, it wouldn't disturb me. Because that's not the ik in this world. The ik in this world is Rotzon Hashem. The ik in this world is understanding what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. The ik in this world is to be dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't have to live that way. I could live that way. I might end up living that way. And if I did live that way, it wouldn't disturb me. Because I have no other wants. I don't need a beautiful car. I don't need a fancy house. I don't have to make millions. I don't need the fancy phones. Alles shtuyot, that the world is there to offer, all avodah zora sheba'olam, is an avodah zora. It's a foreign avodah. You might not be chayiv misa, but it's a stira to Torah. It's a stira to what Rotzon Hashem is. And everybody lefi his madrega, however much he's ready to turn around to the Ribbono Shel Olam and give him that hug, give him that kiss, kaviyochel, and to be ma'ora, to waken up in the Ribbono Shel Olam's love for Klal Yisrael, his personal love for you, that's how much Torah you'll be zeicha. And that's why Dafka, when we ask for Torah, we talk about the Av of the Ribbono Shel Olam with Klal Yisrael. That's why Dafka by Torah, the first brach in the morning when we make on Torah, the first thing is Vaharevno, make it sweet. And part of the brach is Kulonu Yod Ei Shemecho. We have to know what you're all about. Then there's a Lomdei Seiros Secher Lishmo. take a look. I'd like to learn it with you inside. You want to give it out? The there's a moed dike chinuch. That's masbe the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEma. Shoshan mitzvah, all the way down on the first side of the bottom, three lines from the bottom. The shadish of Sfiras HaEma, lefi shekol ikorom shel Yisrael, the whole tachlis of Klal Yisrael is only b'Torah. And because of Torah, that's why the Ribbon Shalom created Shemayim Va'aretz. Ukomoy shekosav in lebris yom v'layla, v'yaiko v'asibo. That's the only main reason why we got out of Mitzrayim, else we'd still be Shvatzes. Kedei sheyikablu haTorah b'sinai v'yikaymu. In order that we should be mekabel Torah and be mekaymet. K'mo she'omer Hashem l'Moshe v'zeh l'cho ha'ois ki anichi shelachti b'tzi'eches ha'omer Mitzrayim tavdun es l'kim al ha'har hazeh. You should serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in this mountain. U'pirush ha'posel k'lomer hitzi'ech ha'ois ha'omer Mitzrayim yilcho ha'ois. This will be a sign for you. Shetavdunus alakim alaharazeh kloima. Shetakablu atayla shehi or ika hagodl. This is the main reason. Shebishvilzeh, because of this hem nigolim, they are nigol. Vehi tachlis hatoyva shem. This is the tachlis hatoyva. The inyan godl hu lahem yesem and achirus me'avdus. This is even a bigger inyan than going out from avdus, from being a servant to freedom. It's that you should be mekabel Torah, because Torah is the reason why the Rebbe Shlom put us down here, and that's the reason why he created the world. V'lochein yasa Hashem l'moisha, the Rebbe Shlom will make for Moshe ois tseisom me'avdus the kabbalas haTorah. That the Ribbono Shel Olam will make a sign when they went out from Avdus to Kabbalas HaTorah. Ki atofel oisen oisa ois la'olam ala'ika. Because what's secondary, we always make it as a sign to get to the main thing. That means from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to get, which is secondary in the big picture of coming out of Mitzrayim, to the main thing is Kabbalas HaTorah. Umi b'nei Kain, and therefore, that is the whole tachlis of Klal Yisrael. Uba'avuro, and because of it, nigalu, they were taken out. And they went up. Jews control the world. They got to the gedula of being the Am HaNivcha, the chosen nation. V'nistavenu limnois, and we were commanded to count. Mimochlos yanto shel Pesach. From the day after Yom Tov of Pesach, from the second night of Pesach, ad yom nesinas haTorah, until the day of giving Torah, laharois. This is the main nekuda here. To show benafsheinu that we show the Ribbono Shel Olam hachefetz hagodol el hayom hanichbad hanichsof. To show the Ribbono Shel Olam how much we want, and that we're waiting to this day. Ke'eved yishavtzer, like an eved who works day and night and he's running and he's dying to go under the shade. Schwitzing away. V'yimne tomid, and he'll always count every day. Mosai yovoy ho'eis ha'nichsav elav sheyetzir l'cheres. When will this day come that I'll be able to go out l'cheres? Ki ha'minyan, isn't the loshon of the chinuch. Ki ha'minyan mare la'odom. Counting shows the person, kichol yishoy v'chol cheftzoy. His whole focus and his whole want is lagia lazman ahu, to get to this day. He counts it down. Every day means he's getting closer to what he wants to get to. And that that we count the oimer kloimer kach v'kach yovru yom avru min aminyan. We don't say how many days went by. We say how many days are coming. Ve'inonu moinin kach kach yomim yesh lonu lazman. Faket. We're here to show how many days we've gone through in order to come closer. Ki chol ze marabonu harotzin hachozok lagia lazman. Because this shows us the tremendous rotzin of coming towards this day of Matan Torah. Heistus Hazeh. Sfiris HaEmah has one avoda in it. Sfiris HaEmah is about how choshev is Torah to us. And that's why Chazal told us, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, count. Count, because when you count, you're waiting for this day, like a countdown. And it gets closer. And you tick it off. Another day, another day. We've only got this amount of days left. Or we've got this amount of days we've gone through. And we've only got left 2 weeks, 1 week. And we're looking forward to it. How much and how much is that avoda of counting shows how much we taka want it. And that's the avoda of Sfiris HaEmah. Sfiris HaEmah is to show the Ribbono Shel Olam from Pesach to Shavuos how much we value Kabbalah's HaTorah. And when we value it, we count. But it's not just about saying the brach and counting it. It's about understanding, internalizing it, and understanding that valuing Torah means when I value something, the matana will be a bigger matana. Because when that's choshev by me, when it means something to me and I show the Ribbono Shel Olam that Kabbalah's HaTorah means something to me, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will come down on Shavuos, which is a Yom HaDin. Now is not the time to be masber why Shavuos is a Yom HaDin, but it's a Yom HaDin for Torah. And I find it very interesting. I say this every year. You will see Shavuos by night, that the guys that can stay up every night till 5 in the morning, suddenly comes Shavuos by night, and they hit 12, 1 o'clock, they suddenly feel tired and they don't feel good. And I had to go and lie down, and I slept, and it was by mistake. I just didn't... There was no mistakes here. There was no mistakes. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want you in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't interested in you, because as much as interest you show in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how much interest he will show in you on Shavuos. Because it's a two-way traffic. This is not about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur where you're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for Al Chet Shechatonu, and therefore, okay, I davened good and I try to do tshuva, and you know what, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, it's 40 days, right? I'm 40 days clean, Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives me a clean slate. No problem with a $500, you know, when you go past go. No problem. Shavuos is a Yom HaDin for a present from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's rekindling that kesher we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's rekindling something that's naturally there between Ava of a ben to a father to a son. That depends how big the hug is. That depends how many days am I standing by the port waiting for my father to turn up. I go down every day to make sure the ship came in. I don't know when it's coming in, but I'll go down every day to see, did he arrive, did he not arrive? I'll do it for 50 days. To show I'm waiting for him. Because when I do that, I show I have arocha, I have an appreciation, I value it. And what I value, that's the most choshev azach, I'll do anything. A person wants to become a lawyer, become a doctor. Yeah? And he's willing to give up 8 years, 5 years. How many guys have I spoken to that became lawyers? I said, you know, you realize that you're going to be working 70, 80 hours a week. You're going to get home every night at 10 o'clock. You're never going to see your kids till Shabbos. For about the next 10, 15 years. And if you'll become a shutoff in the company, you might then start halfway living. And by that time, your kids will be, wouldn't have a father, so you've got nobody to really stay home for because you have no kesher with them. You're willing to give all that up just to make sure that you make a shtickel geld? Everything for money? We live to make money, or you live, or you make money in order to live? What's your purpose? And when you hit 50, 60, there are people that save up all their lives for their pension. I'm going to have enough money to retire. And then they end up retiring into a 4x4 in a small little box which doesn't cost too much money. And all they leave over is for their kids to fight about the Yerusha. That's the purpose. That's what we're here for. That's called Menuchas HaNefesh. Working 80 hours a week for Fashtunkana Goyim in order to make the $250,000 or the $500,000 a year. Big deal. That's called Menuchas HaNefesh. But people are willing to do it. From a Yidna, people are ready to do it. Is that not called Avodah Zarah? Is that not called a stira to what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us? Is that Rotzon Hashem? Is that called Yoidei Shemecha? That Al-Chap, a bit of learning on the train to the office, that's my learning for the day. That's called Yoidei Shemecha Ein Oid Malvadoi. When the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Yeh Yigia Kapecha Kisechol, there's a klola in the world. And everybody hangs on to this klola. Everybody gravitates to this klola called Bezeis HaPecho Teich HaLechem. And when the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'll give you a brocha, and it's called Torah, and with Torah you'll get everything you need. Nobody seems to hug on to it. Everybody wants this klola called Bezeis HaPecho Teich HaLechem. That will kiss him, will hug him, will be over the Avodah Zarah, we call him Mishtachavim. We're willing to give up life for it. But for what the bracha says of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Torah is the bracha, that's the kiyum of the world, that we're not ready to hug, that we're not ready to kiss, that we're not ready to show chashivas for. Is that not Avodah Zarah? Is that not a stira to our whole mentality of where we're coming from? And then we can stand there and say, Ani mamin b'emunah shleima shabbo yisbach shlo, hu boire u manik es ha'ilom. Baloney, shakronim. If he was boire manik es ha'ilom, you wouldn't be going down that path. He created, he's manik the vote. It's all toli in rotzon Hashem. Sfiras ha'ime is an avoda a lot tiefer than you think it is. Sfiras ha'ime is not about counting, because it's a mitzvah deraisa. Yeah, it's a mitzvah deraisa. It's about internalizing what's choshev for me. And when I internalize and what's choshev by me, my priorities in life, then the Ribbono Shel Olam turns around on a shvus and says, oh, it's choshev by him? I'll give him a matnas chinom. The same way as Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha with a matnas chinam, each one of us are zeicha to matnas chinam on our level. I'll give him a present that doesn't even come, no shaychus to whether he's roy for fitting for it or not. But he values it. He appreciates it. He wants it. He understands that there's nothing else, einoid milvada, in the veld. And learning Torah means understanding Rotzon Hashem. Oh, I'll give him a matona. He'll start getting a gishmak in learning. He'll start wanting to walk into the base of medish and learn more. Why? Ask him. You want a pshat. It's gishmak. I enjoy it. I feel good. Ask him 2 years later after learning bas moda. Kach darko shatoyer pas bamelach toychal. He won't know what you're talking about. No. If that's the way we're going to live, okay, Beseda, nothing happened. Plenty worse people made it through. I don't have to live that way. I could live that way. When we talk about Gedolim and Tzadikim, Tamidei Chachamim, that lived, and they're still living today, we have people like Rabban Leib Shteyman that's never made an Alamichyo in 70, 80 years in his life. Never had a no from an Olam Hazeh. Is he happy? He's the happiest man around. Does he have Menuchas HaNefesh? Across the border? Nothing ever disturbed him. He only had one thing in mind. Rotzon Hashem. When we strive to understand what the purpose of our life is, therefore all the Gashmistika things that seem to pull us away from learning fall on the side, then we'll be Zeicha to an Emes of Kabbalah HaTorah. And Kabbalah HaTorah means that Worm of Kabbal, Rabbi Shalom gives it to us. He gives it to us more than we're worth for it. And it has nothing to do with your Mais and Toivim. We're not getting to our various mitzvahs. We have to talk about one thing, one avoider we have. Value what's right and what's wrong. And don't think that the avoider Zorah that's out there is not a steerer. You're not Chayiv Misa. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't bow down to Lexuses. You won't be Chayiv Misa for it. But you're going to lose a tremendous, tremendous matana. You're spitting your father in the face and you're telling him, I don't need your kiss and hug. That's what we're saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And when the Rebbeinu Shalom gets that message, nochana, so we don't have a gishmak in learning. And we have heartache somewhere else. And we have agmas nefesh from a million different, whether it's panosa, whether it's whatever it is. But when I live with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and I'm a yodei shemecho, Yedia means connecting. Vayeda Adam Esishta means you're connected. Yedia means understanding. I'm connected with him. When I connect with the Rebbeinu Shalom and I value that Einoid Milvadei, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will pour on us tremendous matona called the sweetness of Torah. That it won't be so hard to walk into the base of Medrash. It'll go gishmak. A seder, you won't be looking at the watch the whole time. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a matana, this is what we enjoy. Nobody looks at the watch when they're studying to become a lawyer. Nobody counts the hours, nobody counts the days. Because nobody's counting 15,000 days. 1,500 days. How long does it take? 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years to become a doctor. Gehage the ganze Leben. Does anybody count? Because we value it. That's choshev by me. Yeah. Say that I'll give the Rebbeinu Shalom something on the side. I'll drop off shtickel stocker. I'll remember him twice or three times a day for a quick tefillah. I'll learn a bit to make sure that my conscience keeps straight and I'm a frum Jew. So Rebbeinu Shalom says, no problem. Have your dafa yomi siyam. Feel good with that. That you slept through Shas. That's called being connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Is it not a pella? I always think about it. How come the biggest kiddush Shem Shemayim that they rented out these private suites in these basketball courts where they had the Siyam Hashash, that was the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and people were there, sitting there with their whole families, and Noshim Noshim Vataf, fressing their heads off with steaks, and Allah Fresserai, and they were listening to this rabbi from Baltimore speaking, he spoke very good, and everybody's clapping. And half the places were watching a ball game while they were going on, right? I heard this from people who were there. There was ball games going on in the private suites while they were listening on the other one to what Rabbi Frank had to say. That's called Avodah Zorah. That's not called being connected to Torah. That's not called Kiddush Hashem. It's called Chilul Hashem. How does that happen in such a place? How in such a mokim where 100,000 people are being Makabal El Malchshayin could such a tumor go on? Teretz is, because that's how much shaykhs they have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because in the last 7 years, that's how much shaykhs they gave. They gave up 45 minutes for the Ribbono Shel Olam. An hour a day. But I never gave up Pesach. with what's it called? I never gave up Pesach in the hotel. I never gave up my cars. I never gave up my vacations. Oh, of course, wherever I traveled, I had a photocopy of Old Scroll on the Daf HaDay. Sure. In the hotel, they also give Daf HaYomi together with not eating gebrots. No problem. Kosher v'yosher. That's called Ribono Shel Olam. That's called Yodei Shemecha. That's called Avodah Zarah. So versteht sich. That's how much shaychus they have with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's how big of a kiss they get from the Ribono Shel Olam. Feel good that you slept through Shas. You don't even feel the simcha of finishing Shas. You're the simcha is your fashtunken steaks with your private what's it called. It's just gate good. That's the biggest chill Hashem at Shaykh. A yeshiva bocha has to know you want to steig, you want to make it, you want to have a gishmak in learning, you want to set your life up with the right focus. The Sfiris Ha'ima, and the avoid of Sfiris Ha'ima is to put your values and what's important in life and what your focus is in the right direction. And then we'll be zeicha that the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us by Yom HaDin of Shavuos, will give us, each one of us, will give us the matona of wanting to learn, of understanding learning, and not only understanding learning, getting connected with learning, that we should want to learn weiter.